One World Trade Center. Sometimes I lie in bed at night with the shade pulled back and count all the lights still on. This morning, in the distance, it hoists a scaffold of shouting workers high in the air who struggle to latch and graft its glittering spire into place, the one needed to reach its symbolic 1,776 feet. I hate the simplicity of its most American message. We can do anything. Knock us down, we'll rise up stronger. And I think how little we've learned, though it's not unbeautiful, its bent glass sheen and shimmer. At sunset, it takes on the color of the sky, says the doorman. From my room at night, it can seem delicate, distant, even small. But running south along the Hudson, it grows so quickly that I feel quickly helpless. I see the simple myth of innocence and perseverance writ large in its monstrousness, and I tilt my head back until I see black in the corners of my vision. I try to see in it those many who won't ride the elevators into the sky, who won't vacuum the floors or barter for stocks, or else to glimpse in it the families who watch the new tower rise up better and higher, like an elaborate eulogy telling only a person's best qualities, one that in its very ethereal perfection teaches you for the first time that your beloved is dead.